Welcome to the Foreigners Journalist Podcast, a podcast about life as a foreigner in general and in Germany in particular. The focus of this podcast is to give you insights about life in Germany and to answer your questions about the art of maneuvering life in a foreign country. You're welcome to listen to this podcast for information or just for entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the Foreigners Journals podcast. Today is the 9th of May, 2021. It's also Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there. I hope that you are all doing well, and I hope that you continue being great mothers as you hopefully all are. So my kids woke up today and prepared pancakes. I actually didn't even remember that it was Mother's Day today. So I think that's what the pandemic has done to me. If you work from home all the time, or you somehow lose sight of everything, you know. So I didn't even remember that it was Mother's Day today. But yeah, so happy Mother's Day to all of you out there. The pandemic in Germany seems to be under control. The number of patients seems to be reducing. The infections seem to be reducing across the whole of Germany. And also the people who are admitted in hospitals and their fatalities are also seem to be reducing. So that is definitely good news. It seems that that is not the case in many other parts of the world, like we saw in India this past weeks. And I hope that, just pray that this thing doesn't continue escalating, that somehow the world finds a way out of it. Oh, so this week I was, this week has been really interesting in Germany. There has been a scandal. I don't know if it's a scandal or is a non-scandal, but it basically dominated a lot of news in Germany. And I thought it was interesting to talk about it, especially because it's something that I think as a black person, you kind of... we're in the middle. As a black person, I feel like we're in the middle of it, you know. Nowadays, anytime someone speaks against racism or condemns people who are being racist, they're immediately accused of committing cancel culture. So I thought to talk about this. So this past week, something interesting happened. So Jens Lehmann is a former football star. Actually, one of the most successful German players, football players ever. He was basically the former German national team goalkeeper. So he was voted UEFA Club Goalkeeper of the Year in 1996, 1997, 2005, and 2006 seasons, and was selected for 3 World Cup squads. He was a member of Arsenal Invincibles, playing all of their unbeaten title winning season in 2003 and 2004. And he also holds the UEFA Champions League record for the most consecutive clean sheets, not conceding a single goal in 10 consecutive matches while he played for Arsenal. So that I'm just reading from Wikipedia what his achievements are. I read his biography, I think, many years ago, and I thought it was very interesting. I always kind of knew that he was not very liked. He was not a very popular football player, like compared to Oliver Kahn, for example. Oliver Kahn was the other national football team goalkeeper, and he was, I think, always more liked. You know, he was always put in a more favorable light, at least in German media. So my feeling was always that it's difficult, you know. It's difficult if you have 2 extremely good players and you're the one who's not so liked, you know. But this week, something happened that really made me wonder if I kind of underestimated what kind of a shitty person this guy is. Or maybe, I don't know if shitty is the right way, but it definitely made me question what kind of a person this guy is. So, this story involves three prominent people, but it starts with 2 prominent people. And the first person is the Lehmann guy, the German national football goalkeeper. And then there is Dennis Augel. Dennis Augel is a German player who played for Hamburg, a team in the Bundesliga. And Dennis Augel, he's a German, was born to a German mother and a Nigerian father. And he was born in the southwestern town of Karlsruhe, in the outskirts of Karlsruhe, that is in Baden-Württemberg. That's actually the Bundesland where I live, you know. So he is basically mixed, a German of mixed race, you know, like half Nigerian, half German. So this guy worked for, like, basically he received an SMS, and on the SMS it was written, so is Aogo, you are talking black like black employee or something like that, you know. So this SMS came from Jens Lehmann, and what the Aogo guy did is that he posted it on social media, you know, and it showed very clearly that it had come from Jens Lehmann, but it was not clear whom. It was clearly sent to him by mistake. So Jens Lehmann meant to send this message, like, is this your, is Aogo your token black person, you know? And so he kind of, he posted this screenshot of this message and basically sent, and basically with a question like, really? You know, like kind of pissed off, you know? And the social media completely went crazy when they read this, you know? So they all basically accused Lehmann of racism, and yeah, it went crazy like that, like it often happens in social media, you know. They completely people completely got upset, you know, like this calling a black person a talking black person, you know. And I think my own opinion, I mean, he did issue a statement claiming that he's not a racist at all, and that was a mistake, you know, and whatever, you know. But I think that this is, I don't know whether he's racist or not, you know, but I think that this is the kind of aggression and racism that most black people, or most than white people, experience all the time, you know, that people can say things that are hurtful, you know, without thinking, because they, no one asked them, you know, they can get away with it, you know. It's possible that Jens Lehmann is not really racist, but the fact that he can say something racist and not think about it, you know, like, yeah, that's just how it is. Just shows how tough it is as a black person, you know, because it's not easy. I mean, how many football players make it to play for the Bundesliga, you know? So this guy, this Aogo guy, is actually a member of a very, very elite group of people in the whole world, you know, to actually be selected to play for the for a Bundesliga team, or to play professional football is luck, you know. It's a very, very elite club, you know. So if you are going to work for after, because now the guy has retired and now he works for the Sky that Sky Sports Station, and if someone can call him as a talking black person, then what do you have? What chance do you have as a normal black person, you know? Because it just shows this disregard and this disrespect, you know? And he can defend himself all he wants, but to me, there's a whiff of racism in claiming that a black person is a talking black person, you know? A black professional, actually successful professional person, someone who played professional football, like, is a talking black person, you know? Because I think you have to be, to really, really be contemptuous of the person, or be contemptuous of black people as a whole, you know, to not acknowledge that that person is there on merit, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, so this story doesn't just end there. So it turns out that this Aogo guy, the guy who Lehmann had sent this racist text to, had also a few days earlier said, like, used a term that is basically known to be used, to have been used by the Nazis, you know. So he said, he used an expression like people like training, like he had used the expression that people train to the point of Vergessen, I don't even know how to explain that in English, you know, but kind of vergessen, it's a term that was used during the Nazi times, you know, like people were put in the gas chambers and basically killed, you know, the Jews, you know. So this is a term that you, the terms in Germany that you just don't use, you know, and he used this term, you know. And so basically, he also had to step down from his job from Sky, you know. So so basically, the two initial like protagonists, so Jens Lehmann on the one hand sending the racist message, and Jenny Saogo on the other hand exposing these, they basically in the end they both are basically without jobs, you know, like because the football clubs or the TV stations that they work for as experts basically terminated them, you know. So now, if you think that this is the end, the story just becomes more ridiculous, you know. So in Germany, there's a part called Tübingen. Tübingen is a town also in southwestern part of Germany. It's in Baden-Württemberg, the Bundesland that I live in. And the mayor, he's called Boris Palmer. He, now on, I think on Friday evening, or is it on Saturday morning, on Friday, he posts on Facebook a comment kind of claiming that he's like commenting about this, that whole situation with Aogo and Lehmann, you know, and basically acting like it's all the cancel culture that is currently everywhere, and if you say something then you are kind of then you are basically you're basically punished, you know, like there's this all this woke mob and stuff. But he also says, so one of the things that happened is that some person, which turned out to be a fake neo-Nazi account, claimed that this Aogo guy had once told some woman, like to look for a nigger dick, like a nigger. So basically, in German, it's nigger schmanz, you know, like a nigger dick, you know. So which is clearly an insult. So the guy kind of writes something like, yeah. Like that Aogo guy is a racist and he once told some woman this, you know, and he is basically referring to that message that is clearly from a fake account, you know, but he doesn't even say it like a quote, you know, like kind of something that is just picked up from somewhere. He makes it, he presents it as fact, you know. Now, this guy is a prominent, he's a mayor of that Tübingen town, and he is basically a prominent green mayor, you know, he's quite often in the public eye and stuff. And of course, the German media goes crazy, you know, and the Green Party also goes completely crazy, you know. So what happened in the end is that this is not the first thing that this guy has done. Last year, at the height of coronavirus, whatever, he said that the people who are dying, that Germany is trying to save people who will die anyway, like basically kind of implying that it would be okay to let the older people die because they'll die sooner or later anyway, you know. So this is a controversial guy, you know. So after he says this, people go completely crazy. So the Greens, their chancellor candidate, Annalena Baerbock, basically gives a statement on Saturday morning and says that they do not support that guy and they're going to introduce a process to basically basically throw him out of the party, you know. So that is basically now what is happening now. But the guy, of course, gives a statement and says, like, it's all cancel culture. And so I thought about this. I thought about all this situation, how messy it is. And as a black person, I think that there's nothing like cancel culture. I think that a lot of times people want to say whatever they like, hurtful things or racist things, and they don't want to be they don't want to be held to account, you know. They want to be able to insult others and get away with it, you know. And so I don't think that is some, that cancel culture is a thing, you know. I think that it's really, in very many cases, a lot of course, I think that people who are hysterical on social media and people who try to get outraged about everything, but I think that most of the time, these are right-wingers, you know. These are neo-Nazis. These are people who are completely, on the one hand, insulting others and hurting others and harassing others, and on the other hand, playing victim, you know. I think that real cancel culture is not a thing, you know. I think that And if it's there, I think it's mostly played by people from the right, you know. So in this case, I think, should Lehman and Aogo have lost their jobs, you know, their contracts with Sky? I don't know. I think Sky has to decide on its own what it's going to tolerate, you know. But the thing is that these are people in the public eye, you know. These are people who have a fan base. These are people who have a much wider influence than an ordinary person. And they have to be responsible about what they say, you know. So if you're going to call someone a token black person, even though this person has played for the German national team, even though this person is a professional football player, then you have to live with the consequences. You have to accept that the people who are going to see that is racist, you know. If you, as an Aogo, are going to use terms like gassing, like the gassing chambers, you know, to compare training, hard training to gassing chambers, you are in the public eye. You have to accept that there are people who are going to find that to be racist and completely irresponsible, and you have to accept that you're going to have to live with the consequences, you know. So is it right that that they were terminated by Sky? In my opinion, yes. When it comes to this Boris Palmer, this guy from Tübingen, the mayor of Tübingen, is it right that the Greens want to throw him out of the party? Is the uproar justified? I think absolutely yes, 100%, you know. I think that there are positions of authority, you know, and if you're in a position of authority, you have to, you have a role model role to play to the society, you know. If you're going to use insulting words towards certain people, if you're going to be so disrespectful, you can expect that there are going to be consequences, you know. You just have to, I think everyone has a right to believe and to do whatever they do, but the rest of the society has a right to determine what they think is unacceptable, you know. And I'm just so glad that the Green Party find, like every normal person should find, his words to be racist and totally unacceptable. So, yeah, so this is a really tough thing, I think. Thanks a lot for listening. If you have any questions, then please send an email at podcast@theforeignersjournal.com. Otherwise, rate the podcast. And till next time, bye.
Thank you very much for listening to the Foreigners Journal podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please give us a 5-star rating so more people can find the podcast more easily. If you have any questions or would like to contact us, then please use the email address podcast@theforeignersjournal.com. We hope you join us the next time.